There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You can join us here toll-free, 855-453. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Danica.
And Cantwell.
And that's Chris Cantwell from ChristopherCantwell.com. We'll talk more about, some fresh writings over at ChristopherCantwell.com, because you've always got something interesting you're talking about over at ChristopherCantwell.com.
Stir in the pot.
Chris is also going to be speaking at the upcoming Keenvention. We'll tell you more about that later, too. But what we've been talking about, Danica, you brought in a story from Vanity Fair focusing on the question of whether or not Tinder, this extremely popular, you can't call it a dating app, hookup app.
Yeah, that's more appropriate.
Is killing the dating world. Is that actually happening? We talked last week about how these apps are killing, definitely, it seems like, the clubs of the world. UK clubs down 50%, meaning closing their doors. 50% of them have closed their doors over the last decade as the rise of dating apps and hookup apps has proliferated.
Was there an article or something on that you could point me to later?
Because
I
want
to look at
this.
I've got to say, there's got to be something else going on there, right? I never understood the idea of, like, hooking up with people in clubs to begin with, right? I mean, you've just got, like, this loud music and you can't talk to people.
People did it, right? I mean, that was a relatively common thing.
Yeah, I mean, people definitely did it. And I know a lot of people who did it, right? And they'd be like, oh,
sure,
we're watching a club.
Yeah,
you know,
I know plenty of people that did it.
But, like, I never understood that, right? I guess it's because
I don't dance.
I don't dance, so it doesn't make sense to me. But I guess if you dance, and people are like,
dancing.
Bumping uglies here, we might as well take our clothes off and go do it somewhere else.
I guess. I mean, I don't mind dancing, but at the same time, it doesn't seem like a productive way to meet people, you know?
Yeah, my thing, I've got to be able to talk to a woman,
right.
You know, so if I'm in some club, and I mean, like, I did some of the, like, the rave thing, you know, and you know, did taking K and ecstasy and stuff like that, yeah, and that was kind of cool, you know, it would be a thing that, like, I'd have to go find, I wasn't hooking up on dance floors, right, like, I'd have to get
That's
them
tacky.
Off to some area where
there are
where
people
I can
who
talk
do that,
to
and
somebody.
It's generally frowned upon.
I would say so.
You know you're at a dirty rave when someone's having sex on the floor at the rave. That's a bad scene.
It's just like, all right, you need to go now.
That's pretty tacky. So, but let's continue here with the story, Danica, about Tinder, these hookup apps. Are they killing the dating world? Not just the club scene, but the dating world, period.
Right. So we left off by talking about how in the 90s it was Craigslist and AOL chat rooms that people were meeting and getting together. I also used MySpace in the early 2000s. I went on a couple of days using MySpace. But then Match.com and Kiss.com started coming in. And when online dating first started taking off, people got kind of shamed over it. I noticed that a lot.
Really?
It was mocked. Like, people made fun of me.
Yeah,
for,
not
like,
being able to meet someone the normal way.
I go tell my friends, like, oh, I hooked up with this chick from, you know, this personal site or whatever. And they'd be like, why are you on online dating, dude? Why don't you go to the hookup? And what do I care where I met this woman, right? Like, it's not as cool because I did it on a personal website, but it's totally awesome if I meet her when she's a drunk, falling down mess in a bar. Like, this is all of a sudden great idea.
Yeah, I think that's probably true. Like, I guess I can recall vaguely it sort of in the very early days being looked at as, oh, look, the geeks can finally meet.
Yeah.
And go and date.
Right. And I, you know, look, I've certainly, you know, got some geek in me, right? And I put some geek in some other people. But, you know, it was definitely not entirely about that. I mean, especially when you have, like, like you mentioned MySpace, and I was on MySpace like crazy. Like I had like 10,000 MySpace friends, and they were all like almost all local single women who drank and smoked because I was like a club promoter, right? I took this like bartending school thing, and they guarantee you a job afterwards, which is really like you can bartend at this place for free for
as long as a deal.
Yeah, and you know you work for tips or whatever, but you in order to gain the privilege of being able to tend this bar, you have to get people to come in, right? So they'll give you passes or whatever.
Oh, sure, no matter, got it.
And so I became this like MySpace like club promoter, and I bought the Friend Adder app. And MySpace used to give you this way that you could, like, search for, you know, friends by, like, a lot of criteria, right? Like, Facebook, you can't say, I'm looking for single women in this given geographic area who drink, right?
Right, MySpace, you could.
MySpace, you could do that. And I had the Friend Adder app that would just automatically add Facebook friends, MySpace friends all day. And so I had some good success with MySpace. And that was when it started to go away from, okay, we're just on a dating site, to we're on a social networking site. And I think that took some of the stigma away from it.
Absolutely. And then Facebook started taking off and people became more comfortable with using Facebook. So from online dating, now we've gone to mobile dating. Mobile dating has gone mainstream about 5 years ago. And by 2012, it's been overtaking online dating.
Wow.
In February, one study reported that there are nearly 100 million people, about 50 million on Tinder alone, using their phones as some sort of all-day, everyday, handheld singles club, where you could find a sex partner as easily as you could just look for a flight to Florida. Now, dating apps are the free market economy when it comes to sex. The innovation of Tinder is the swipe. The flick of a finger on a picture, no more elaborate profiles necessary, and no more fear of rejections. Users only know when they've been approved, never when they've been discarded. Okay, Cupid soon adopted this function.
Before you go on, it makes sense, right? Like, that's how people get attracted to one another, and that's what people would mostly look at with online profiles. So it makes sense to take the photos, put them front and center, and base an app around that. But from what I understand, Tinder doesn't have anything else, right? Like, is there a profile on Tinder?
Not really.
You get a very brief summary.
Uh-huh.
And I found this extraordinarily frustrating. I signed up for Tinder when I was back in New York.
Yeah.
And so we had mentioned during one of the breaks, I said, I didn't have much luck with Tinder. And they're like, you're in Keene. Of course not. But back in New York, I had originally signed up for it. And, you know, look, I am, I like to think of myself as a good looking guy, but
I lost a lot of weight. You're looking good.
Thank you very much. It's worth pointing out that yes, when I started on Tinder, that was before I lost the weight. I was like 260 pounds and none of it flattering. And so I've been a guy traditionally who has to get at a woman's ears and not so much her eyes.
Sure.
And so, so Tinder didn't really work out for me, but you started to say that OkCupid as well had sort of adopted this thing, right?
Right, that's correct.
They have a similar mechanism in their app, but they also have the profiles?
Yeah.
They have the profiles, and they've adopted the similar, you know, swiping kind of mechanism.
Yes, so you have that swiping mechanism where you're looking at the photo and you're swiping left for rejection and right for to accept, and OkCupid, they call it Quick Match.
Yeah.
And I do this. I'm seeing somebody now, but until pretty recently, I would do this pretty regularly that I just go and I do this swipe back and forth. And then if you match with somebody on OkCupid, then you get a notification, right? If you're like an A-list member, if you have a premium account with OkCupid, they'll notify you every time someone likes you. But you don't get that generally unless it's a mutual match on OkCupid.
Right, so the person would have to like you, and then you, not knowing that, would also have to like that person. Presuming you're in the same area, there's a good chance that could happen.
Yeah.
And then they will notify both parties of the...
Exactly, you get a notification on your phone.
So OkCupid has a premium account. Do you know by any chance how much that usually goes for?
I forget how much. I used to have it.
I bet it's affordable. I mean,
yeah, I think it's like $10 a month or something. It's not bad.
Does Tinder have a premium account?
I don't think so. I don't know if they do or not. I didn't use it for that long. Like OkCupid, I had the premium account and I only canceled it. Like they had this thing that anybody who used Firefox went to their website got like this notification asking them to use a different browser because one of the Firefox developers like donated to like a thing against gay marriage.
What?
Yeah, and I was like, you know what? I was like, I'm not funding your political agenda. Get out of here. And I asked for a refund. I got my premium account refunded because of that. But I used it before that happened. I had the premium account. You get some good features with that. Like you can see what was it? You can go, like, you can, on OkCupid, you can see who's visited your profile.
Yep.
So, like, if you're going and visiting the same girl's profile over and over again, you can look like a creepy stalker.
Yeah, yeah.
And so they give you, like, in, they call it A-List is the premium account, and you can go in, invisible, so that you don't see when they're going to your, you know, you can see when people like you, that sort of thing. They get some nice features with it.
Yeah, I always liked the OkCupid site, because it was free, and they never, you know, yeah, there was the options, but you could still get pretty good usage out of the site just from the free account.
I just wondered if it was better to pay for something and use it instead of using something free and get spammed with something bad.
Well, we'll come back. You can discuss this. Share it with us. Your thoughts. 855-450-FREE.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Chew himself raw. Sticky, gooey, smelly.
She scratched incessantly.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
And all it took was one container of Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
She has gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
My vet was completely blown away.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can join us here to share your online dating experience. Is Tinder now killing online dating? You know, first of all, online dating years ago killed off the offline dating world as far as, you know, who the hell uses the old offline dating services. We talked about this a little while back that, you know, they had these services you'd go into and they'd videotape you on like a VHS tape and you'd sit down in a chair and talk about yourself to this
camera.
That
sounds like a really awful MTV show.
Doesn't it? It sounds really awkward, but that's what some people would do, you know, back in the 80s and the early 90s to try to meet people.
I don't think it's necessarily killed, you know, older ways of meeting people. That's just opened up the market a bit. I mean, people still hook up with people at bars and, you know, maybe they will eventually turn into a marital partner or a long-time partner. Who knows? But people are still using older ways of dating and meeting people.
Well, maybe it hasn't been killed off completely, but I mean, there's no doubt there's been a sea change in the difference. I mean, we had talked about earlier the recollection that in the day back, you know, 15, 20 years ago, people who were doing online dating were made fun of, but now those same people who are probably poking fun, so long as they're not in some, you know, long-term relationship, are likely the owners of an online dating profile at this point.
Yeah, I think that now it would be like, what, you don't You haven't signed up for one of these services yet? What's wrong with you? You know, unless you're already married or something.
Exactly. So we are in the midst of this, but you're welcome to join into the discussion here. The toll-free number is 855-453. We've also got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm, so feel free to connect with us that way. Danica, the story is coming from Vanity Fair, and the question is about these new sort of hookup apps like Tinder or Grindr. Are these killing online dating? Go ahead.
Yeah. So, and this is another question that's going to make Chris just double over in laughter and come back with an argument. Is this good for women? Since the emergence of flappers and moderns in the 1920s, the debate of what is lost and gained from women in casual sex has been raging and is raging still, especially among women. Some, like in the Atlantic writer Hannah Rosen, are seeing hookup culture as a boon. The hookup culture is bound with everything that's fabulous about being a young woman in 2012. Freedom, confidence, but others lament the way the extreme casualness of sex in the age of tenor leaves many women feeling devalued. It's rare for a woman of our generation to meet a man who treats her like a priority instead of an option. And I'm just thinking, well, what about men, too?
Well, I would say I think hookup culture is more, I think it benefits men more than women, frankly. I don't know that it's a completely ridiculous question, because, I mean, this is the conundrum that you have with these feminists, right? That they're like, men view women as sexual objects. And then they're like, we want to act like sexual objects. Right?
And, so, and not be viewed as one.
Right, exactly. They're like, they want to stand out there with no clothes on and say, still not asking for it, right? And so this is this ridiculous stuff that you have coming from the feminist crowd. But I think it's a worthwhile question to ask, right? Is it a good thing that, you know, you're sort of putting yourself on this, you know, in a lineup waiting for guys to decide if they want to have sex with you or not, or swipe right or swipe left, you know?
Sure.
And is that in women's interest, right? Is it more objectifying them?
I think the question's ridiculous. I mean, it's in different people's interests, right? So not every woman, not every man is the same. So for some women who are more sexually driven than others, and the same thing for some men who are more sexually driven than others, then this is a total boon. This is a way to have more sex more often, right? But for people who are more interested in developing a relationship and they want to have sex with people that they're connected with more so than just a one-night stand, then maybe it's not so good for them. I think that really is a question about an individual and their preferences.
Well, of course, everything is a question about individuals, but individuals comprise groups, and groups are worth identifying, right? And this is this like libertarian thing that we've always got to boil everything down to the individual, as if identifying groups is somehow inherently anti-individualistic, right?
Well, there's nothing wrong with identifying a group, but a group as large as women is obviously not going to be an accurate statement in general, because there's a variety of people within that.
Oh, of course I can say general statements about women. I can say women have larger breasts than men in general, right?
In general,
I can say all women have vaginas, right? So I can say things about groups of people.
Sure.
I can say women have higher concentrations of estrogen than men.
That's all true.
And these are
things talking about preferences, then things get different.
But right? we things are going to be different, and there's going to be a greater variance, of course. But we can still identify like patterns amongst genders, right? Like I could say, you know, men are 90 plus percent percent of the prison population because they are more prone to crime than women. Right?
Yeah,
that's an accurate statement,
true.
I think. Like, testosterone, the same hormone that makes me want to have sex with women, makes me want to bash men's skulls open. So, you know, so women have hormones that have effects on their preferences, right?
Sure.
Don't they?
Yeah.
I mean, women generally tend to be more apt towards certain things than men. And I think those are patterns that are worth identifying. And so if... I do think that there's a certain, like, element of society, if you will, that is trying to encourage women to view sex more casually. And there's ups and downs to that. Certainly, I enjoy the company of promiscuous women. I sure do, right? There's a part of me that wants to encourage that. But at the same time, I don't think that it's in women's best interest to sleep around and, you know, get sort of, like, you know, passed around like a blunt at a party. I mean,
is that in anyone's best interest? I mean, that is going to result in, it seems like, more sexually transmitted diseases,
sure.
Number one. It's certainly going to result in more pregnancies, number two.
Yeah, and it's going to result in really bad outcomes in terms of pregnancies, right? So we're going to have an increase in abortions, which is a thing that I think is completely horrific. We're going to have, some really irresponsible breeding going on, which is going to, degrade the value of your gene pool in general.
You're quoting Idiocracy.
Well, I'm watching it happen, right? I mean,
right,
that was
scary.
You know, one of the scariest documentaries I ever watched.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
but at the same time, this is what people want. This is what a lot of people want. They want to be able to get hooked up with somebody else for just the, the satisfaction of the sex.
Right. And so that's just like an Idiocracy that they're going to Starbucks for hand jobs. I mean, this is like a problem, you know. It's people are not thinking this through. You know, people are not thinking about like, okay, you know, sex, families, you know, babies, these sorts of things. They're not thinking these things through. They're just like, oh, I have a drive to go, insert into something, and then I'm going to go do it. And they're going to have all these terribly deleterious effects because they're not thinking it through, and I think it's really destructive.
How long has the Tinder app been around? I know I've been hearing about it for a few years. I suspect it's been around a little longer.
Probably a few years. I remember people talking about it probably back in 2013, 2012, I think.
And didn't you say earlier there are now 50 million Americans that are using that app?
Yeah, it's estimated there's about 50 million on Tinder alone. Like, there's about 100 million people using mobile dating and 50 million on Tinder alone, supposedly. Dr. David Buss, a professor of psychology at the University of Texas at Austin, specializes in the evolution of human sexuality. He says apps like Tinder and OkCupid give people the impression that there are thousands or millions of potential mates out there. One dimension of this...
There are definitely thousands of potential mates out there.
Yeah, I don't know if millions
is accurate for the average person, but yeah, I would say that each person probably has thousands of potential
probably
mates.
Probably where you're at, too.
Where you're at, fewer than probably thousands.
One dimension of this is the impact it has on men's psychology. When there is a surplus of women or a perceived surplus of women, the whole mating system tends to shift towards short-term dating. Marriages become unstable, divorces increase, men don't have to commit, so they pursue a short-term mating strategy. Men are making that shift, and women are forced to go along with it in order to mate at all.
And I think that's really important to point out. I mean, it this has certainly happened with me, that I'm like 34 years old now, and I'm like, I've been doing really irresponsible sexual things my entire life, because that's exactly what it is.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit further. I think it deserves more explanation. 855-450-FREE if you want to weigh in here on Free Talk Live.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
No!
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767.
Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish. Robust, mouth-watering vegetables. All from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com. For a free guide to aquaponics. That's aquaponicsource.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Join us toll-free here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Regal Cinemas apparently now with a new bag-searching policy. Another reason to not go to the movies to see whatever it is that you want to see. We can talk more about that coming up here, since it kind of ties in with this dating subject that we've had throughout the show tonight.
Yeah, dating, touching bags.
Yeah, exactly right. You can also join us via Skype at Skype username LRN.FM, and as long as you touch the bags with consent, you're okay in my book.
So, depends what are you sneaking in the bags?
Yeah,
now that is the thing.
Rummage around. Well, I'm not going to let them personally. I'm not interested in going to Regal Cinemas after this announcement. We'll get into that. But Danica, we're still talking about this question, or there's several questions surrounding the movement of people towards hookup apps.
The hookup culture, yeah.
And that, I think, is interesting. I don't personally understand it, but I guess I can see why people are into it. We'll continue with it here in a moment. I also want to let you know about Bitcoinist.net, which is the prime online destination for information about Bitcoin and the digital currency industry. Over at Bitcoinist.net, they have integrated a community forum, breaking Bitcoin and digital currency news, plus fintech and blockchain tech news as well. Bitcoinist has sophisticated Bitcoin Network Statistics, A Solid Beginner's Guide to Bitcoin, and more. The Bitcoinist platform serves the needs of everyone looking to keep up with Bitcoin and digital currencies, from beginners to experts. So go to Bitcoinist.net. That, again, is Bitcoinist.net.
Like IST, like Bitcoin IST?
You are correct. Okay. Bitcoinist.net. So
I almost thought you said like Bitcoin us or something.
Thank you for the for asking for the clarification. Maybe I should spell it out each time. Bitcoinist, N-I-S-T, .net. So, Danica, the question we were discussing in the last segment is this good for women? Meaning
essentially, yeah.
The hookup app, the rise of the hookup app, and the argument was being made that essentially that it is not good for women as far as...
Essentially, if the argument is that if there's a surplus of women or a perceived surplus, then the whole mating system tends to shift towards short term, you know, no commitment needed or anything, and when men make that shift, that women are kind of forced to go with that in order if they want to get any sex at all. But it short-term mating strategies do seem to work for a lot of women, too. I mean, you know, young women that are trying to focus on their education and trying to launch careers, I mean, not a lot of them want committed relationships either.
Mm-hmm.
Elizabeth Armstrong, a professor of sociology at the University of Michigan, says, for young women, the problem in navigating sexuality and relationships is still gender inequality. Young women complain that young men still have the power to decide when something is going to be serious and when something is not. They can say, she's girlfriend material, she's hookup material. There is still a pervasive double standard.
Well, that's kind of ridiculous. I think that the premise that they're working on is a good point, that they're saying, okay, you're creating in men this perception of limitless dating opportunities,
a meat market, opportunities, if you will.
Right? Yeah. And so you're creating this perception, and that's an important thing to understand on a sociobiological level. Okay, you know, human beings, the reason that we're the undisputed ruling species of this planet is because we are more capable of adapting than other species. Okay, And men, you know, physically speaking, men are capable of impregnating a near infinite number of women, whereas you know, women have a limited number of children that they can deliver. Right,
right.
You've
right.
got a limited number of eggs, you're going to go into menopause at some point, you know, long gestation periods, yada, yada. But men, you know, if you have a farm and you have, like, cows on it, right, you only need to have one bull, right, because
right.
the bull can go up and knock out as many cows as you want. And so this is important for human society because, of course, you know, we have, like, a war or something like that, right? So, you know, World War II, Germany and the Soviet Union beat the hell out of each other, and then, but sure enough, like, the population numbers are back to normal, like, by the next generation because the men who are left over can impregnate all of the women of the society.
Mm-hmm.
So this, but that does like an important like psychological thing that a lot of us might not even be aware of. That like if you're seeing this near, if you have this perception of like an infinite number of mating opportunities, that you will shift to a short-term mating strategy. That you'll be like, okay, well, you know, it seems to me that I have this obligation to go knock up all the women of this society in order
because of what you're saying. You're saying that's happening because people have the instinct to do it.
Yes,
but you're saying that they have the instinct to knock up women. I think they're just trying to hook up, you know, they're just trying to get sex. They're not necessarily worried about recreating.
But that's what's driving it. That's a logical decision that you're
right.
talking about. And I'm not
right.
talking about a logical decision. I'm talking about, like, epigenetics. We're talking about, like, your sex drive is going to be put through the roof in order to you know, pursue this goal, okay? And so a lot of, we are driven by what's going on between our legs a lot more than we've been
between
our ears. Yeah. So, like, human beings are just completely driven by their reproductive instincts, and nobody even thinks about it most of the time. But if you bother to think about it, you realize that, like, you know, what's the saying? Everything is about sex except for sex. Sex is about power. So, like, this is really everything that we're trying to do in this world is trying to, like, attract a mate, right? We're trying to, you know, be interesting and well-liked and have money and all of this stuff. And a lot of that is because we want, on an instinctual level, we want to attract a mate to spread our DNA and that sort of thing. It's important to, you know, sort of take these things into consideration. So if you're having this perception where there's a near infinite number of, you know, mating opportunities, yeah, you're going to be instinctually driven towards a short-term mating strategy because you're not going to, you know, settle down with one woman. You're going to go up and, you know, recreate the next generation.
Which ultimately, giving into those instincts isn't good for society, right? Because we want to bring logic in. We want to bring the idea of having a relationship with somebody because, you know, if you just knock somebody up and then you move on, that doesn't lead to good kids in the long run. run, right?
Right. Like, and of course, most of the sex that we're having is, you know, there's a layer of latex between us, or, you know, the pills and all this stuff is probably the vast majority of sex that's going on anyway, or pulling out at the very least. But, you know, these are things that we are logically figuring out in order to deal with the negative repercussions of our irresponsible actions, right? That's what birth control is. And so, you know, and that has positive effects, obviously. I mean, I'm very glad that not every woman I've had sex with is pregnant. You know, I'm very glad for that.
Right. As much as you know, want a child,
as,
you're still
as
glad
much
for
as
it.
I would love if one or two of them, maybe, but certainly not every one of them, you know. But then again, if that was the case, maybe I'd be more responsible in where I stick my. I don't know if I should say that on
no,
the radio.
Probably not.
So,
when in doubt, leave it out, as they say.
When in doubt, leave it out. So, but. I think it's an astute reference, you know, that you're creating this perception, and that is going to drive towards a short-term mating strategy, which is not in the best interest of women. If you think of just state of nature, like if a woman has sex and, you know, takes birth control out of the picture.
It's not in the best interest of men either. I mean, I want to have somebody around to cook for me and, you know, do nice things.
Well,
like
and,
that.
It's, and that's very worth pointing out, too, because, I mean, I've long thought that, you know, it's just awesome to be able to get laid all of the time, right? And so, you know, I've been, up until very recently, I've been single for a very long time.
Yeah.
And I was just, you know, sort of enjoying this, like, okay, you know, F them and leave them sort of thing. And so this was a lot of fun for a long period of time. And so I'm in my mid-30s and my sexual market value is declining. And now I'm like, okay, you know, let's find somebody to settle down with. And I'm like, oh, this is not as easy as it was when I was in my 20s, right?
Well, that makes perfect sense because a lot of people when they're younger really do want to hook up. They want to see as many people as they possibly can. When they get older and they want to maybe think about starting a family or being with someone for the rest of their lives, they tend to slow down a bit. I mean, it sounds like it's a natural evolution.
I think it's a natural thing, but at the same time, it has detrimental effects, right? If I had settled down with any number of the women that I hooked up in my 20s, you know, I think that my life would probably be in a better place, right? If I had settled down earlier and not been, like, drinking and whoring into my mid-30s, like, I probably would have avoided a lot of, like, negative experiences, right?
So the question is, is the Tinder app and the apps like it, are they encouraging more of the behavior that Chris is saying was detrimental?
I think that they are encouraging
it
more, but I don't think that they are the cause of it, right?
No,
I mean,
certainly
this
not.
This is the decline of human society, and it's just Tinder is just marketing to that decline.
Hmm.
You know, and I think that, and it's certainly not killing online dating, was what I thought was like the premise of this. I mean, you've still got, I mean, OkCupid is online dating, right?
Yeah, right.
And so all OkCupid did was like, wow, people are really using the mobile a lot. I guess we better make an app, right? Match.com has an app. eHarmony probably has an app. Like all of the online dating sites, if they want to survive in the marketplace, are going
app.
To evolve and put an app
yeah,
up.
Yeah, it's all on the phones now.
You know.
We've got time for you. If you want to join this conversation, certainly you may do so. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your thoughts on the move towards less informative dating apps or hookup apps, if you will. This is Free Talk Live.
If you could choose any school in the country to earn your college degree and be on your way to a better life, would you choose one the Wall Street Journal recognizes as producing some of the best qualified graduates, or one the Princeton Review ranks as a leader in undergraduate education, or maybe one the U.S. News and World Report names among the most innovative schools in the country? Now, you don't have to choose. At Arizona State University, we want to help you learn to thrive in life. At ASU Online, we offer over 100 graduate and undergraduate programs on your time and schedule. You receive the exact same curriculum, degree, and prestigious faculty as the on-campus students, and we're universally recognized as one of the innovators in online learning technologies. For information, call 1-800-595-9736. U.S. News and World Report ranked ASU in the top 10 best places to earn an online degree, so learn to thrive with ASU Online. Call today at 1-800-595-9736. That's 1-800-595-9736.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Okay. Open your mouth and say, aw.
Getting a good view of a sore throat can be difficult, but the new doctor-recommended sore throat exam kit from SayAwNow.com makes it easy. A first-of-its-kind, scientifically designed oral retractor to relax the tongue, minimize gag reflex, and increase visibility. Our made-in-the-USA kit also includes a medical-grade reference chart, easy-to-use website and app so that you're one click away from unparalleled sore throat information. Click SayAwNow.com. SayAwNow.com, a must-have for your family's medical preparedness.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can join us here on Free Talk Live. Whether you want to talk about dating here in 2015 as compared to a decade or two ago, now, are people even willing to date anymore with the advent of apps like Tinder that are just basically turning people into a big meat market? But some people love this. This is what people want. Chris Campbell pointed out they're just marketing to what people are desiring, which is hookups with no strings attached in a lot of cases. We'll continue here that discussion. You're welcome to join us at 855-450-FREE, or, of course, you can join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Well, whatever happens in the dating world, there's still a need for healthcare. In fact, there's a movement in healthcare today. It's a movement of people that's ready to stand up and take charge of their healthcare. People like you and I who are tired of paying too much for healthcare and getting too little. People who are standing up for their values and letting their conscience make decisions based on time. Timeless principles. It's a movement that's sweeping the nation, and you ought to be a part of it. Liberty HealthShare is leading the movement of people who are looking for an alternative to traditional health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a healthcare sharing organization full of people who are sharing the cost of healthcare in an easy, efficient way. You can choose your own doctor, choose your own hospital, and live out your values in healthcare. Join the movement, and let's change healthcare for good. Go to libertyhealthshare.org or call them toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY. That's libertyhealthshare.org, 855-58-LIBERTY.
That's a good idea, because if you're on Tinder, you might need some antibiotics.
Let's
you
go
just might.
To Doug. He's in Minnesota on the AMP lines. Hello, Doug. You're on with Ian Danica and Cantwell.
Surreal. I mean, oh. Okay, I can't keep it up anymore.
Well, welcome to the show. Longtime listeners will recognize the moniker Surreal as someone who is a character that you created, Doug, to call the show and sort of give guys dating tips and pickup tips as a sort of a successful pickup artist.
That's right. And I was just thinking, I was calling in as Surreal back when Gardner Goldsmith was a regular host. So it's been 7 years when I was in the community, the PUA, pickup artist community. And wow. I've since, you know, finished. I've won the game. So I have a girlfriend who I've had for 5 years now, and I'm very happy. So.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, you've met her. She's come to Portsmouth once. But that was my reason for being in the pickup artist community, is to learn how to talk to girls so that I can have a long-term relationship.
All right, so Doug, I know you have somewhere you're going with this. Just curious, though, about your 5-year-long relationship. Did you meet her in the club, which is where Surreal used to always spend his time?
I met her in the club, health club.
Different kind of club.
And you know the first thing I did? I read her palm.
You read her palm.
What does that mean?
It's a good excuse for some physical contact, I suppose, and maybe you could come up with like some interesting thing to say. But
I need a tall, dark, handsome stranger.
Yeah, how did that go?
I predict that you'll be in my bed this evening. Huh?
No, that's stupid. But the palm reading and the any sort of cold reading is a technique you use to meet people and break the ice. It's called chick crack. Because they love it. They just are enthralled by any concept that you can predict their personality. And it's all bunk and BS. And then I finished the whole fun palm read as, and you see this line here? That's your dork line. I can't believe you're falling for this. And then they laugh and we realize it's fun.
That's actually pretty sweet.
And then you set up a date with her, huh? Very nice.
The most successful way to meet women is to do the easiest little goofy things, and that's what I was trying to help guys with, and it demystified the scary dating thing for me by making it a game. And the women are playing the game. They're putting on the makeup. They're tossing their hair around. They're trying to put on high heels and push-up rods.
Yep.
So, and they're looking for fun, and so how to teach men how to be fun with what I learned.
Yeah, no, what I found works really well with trying to pick up women is to, like, walk up to them in the bar and start having a discussion with them about economics. It's really been working out swell for me.
Tried and true.
Right. Exactly.
So, but now what?
I was gonna make,
Doug?
My 5-year relationship is fantastic, and it's been the greatest thing ever, and we're totally in love, and so, you know, things are great.
Well, that's good. But what encouraged you to call tonight besides an update on your love life? I mean, what do you think, or what would Surreal have to say about the proliferation of these hookup apps?
Well, you know, back when I was in the community, the only app we had was texting, and there was a whole texting game that you would try to work in. What to say in a text and how long to wait and all this stuff. Today, I can't believe all the apps out there. I'm just sort of thinking aloud. I wonder how the PUA community has changed with all these apps and online dating. I know it's out there still. I'm semi in touch with some friends who are instructors and some guys who are following various artists and stuff. I wonder if they use these at all. Because I guess my perspective is that I wasn't in it for hookups and one-night stands. Now, those might have happened along the way of me becoming a less nervous, scared guy, you know, but my goal was to long-term relationship with a hottie who is interesting and funny and intelligent. You know, that's what every guy's dream, I would think, is.
I don't think every guy's dream is a long-term relationship. I mean, you know, a lot of guys are thinking like, hey, what am I going to do tomorrow and the next night? Not necessarily. I mean, that's what we started to get into before, is that sort of the trend has been towards short-term mating strategies as opposed to the long-term thing. But you saying that even when you're doing all this PUA pickup artist stuff, that you were ultimately trying to nail something down.
Right. Let me suggest this. Maybe the short-term strategy, the short-term hookup stuff, my guess is those guys will stop doing that when they come across a high-quality woman they're attracted to and want to and alike.
Yeah.
You know, I think part of it just makes the sampling system better with these apps and faster.
Well, that's what I was suggesting earlier, is that maybe this is a good thing from the perspective of, at the very least, if the first thing people are finding out about one another is if they're sexually compatible, you can, you know, cross somebody right off the list. If not, if so, maybe that could lead to a greater relationship. It certainly was true for the host of the Rebel Love Show, Rob Mathias. He met Anne, his Rebel mistress, on Tinder, and they've been together ever since. So, I mean, certainly
yeah,
that happens.
That maybe this is, I don't think that's always the case. Sexual compatibility, if you're with someone and having sex with them, you're finding out a lot more about them rather than just how good they are in bed. You're finding out if they're a conversationalist, if they're stupid,
if they can cook.
They're players.
Yep.
You know, you kind of, how do you get to the bedroom before, you know, unless these Tinder apps are like, here's my number, meet me here, wear a blindfold and let's do it. I don't know if that's the way they are.
I mean, without the blindfold, I'm pretty sure that describes the Tinder app. It, you know, literally is just hooking people up for sex. That's my understanding.
I mean,
it
hooks them up that they can have a conversation, and you start messaging with each other. Now, your messages might be, stand on the other side of this hole, or it might consist of something a little bit more in depth, but certainly your profile, it doesn't give you any space to describe yourself.
Okay, I got you. Well, my understanding is some of the uses of this are, certainly I've talked to Derek Jay, and he's used the...
That's Grindr. Grindr is a very...
Are you going to suggest there's a difference that the people on Grindr are less interested in long-term relationships than the people on Tinder?
It's an all-male, you know, geographic
but
dating
it can be
app.
Female, too, for...
Not Grindr.
I don't think
Grindr is all
male. Oh, so only for men. Okay.
And so, you know, and of course, you know, when gay people are not in any danger of pregnancy, right? And so,
yeah, that's true.
So there's a lot less incentive for a long-term, you know, dating strategy there, right? Mm-hmm. And when you have an all-male dating app, I mean, I think there's going to be a great deal more of the, you know, hey, thanks for the BJ, I didn't get your name type of thing, right?
You know? I don't know. I think Grindr could lead to a relationship.
It can. Of course
it can. About as much as Tinder could.
Of course it can, but I'm just pointing out that, like, look, you know, heterosexual couples don't often meet up at, like, highway rest stops, right?
Right.
They're not...
Maybe it happens more often than you think.
Perhaps, you know, but I think that's far more popular an activity in the male gay community than in heterosexual groups.
Doug, any final observations, thoughts you want to share? Go ahead.
I still would like to do a Sir Real boot camp at Pork Fest one of these days, just to teach guys these little tricks that I learned that sure helped me become a happier person. And
that would go over well at Pork Fest.
I know. I should do it.
Well, quit talking about it and then do it. We'll look forward to seeing you there. Thanks for the call tonight, Doug. I appreciate hearing from you, man. And congratulations on finding yourself a lady. All right, 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. You know, whether or not Regal Cinemas is going to be searching your bags, taking somebody to a movie, that's kind of a terrible date. And now you've got even less of a reason to do it. They're going to be searching bags, or they already have started. Maybe you've encountered this. You want to tell us about it? Hour number 3 is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
Geico applauds your inner rogue name.
A slow clap goes out to your biker alter ego. You might be mild-mannered Michael in the office, the guy known for raising his hand in meetings, but out on the open road, it's Motor Mike. Geico supports you and your bike, Motor Mike, because beyond cars, Geico insures motorcycles, those glorious room room machines. With 24/7 customer service and great rates, the only thing you'll be raising from now on is a heck of a good time. So head out on the highway and make that road yours, Mike. Make it yours.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938.
877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.